All right, welcome back. Let's go over what else we were watching this week. And first up is what I want to mention is Lady and the Tramp. This is the new version that they put out, you know, exclusively for Disney Plus and is the live action version. And, you know, it's not my favorite. Again, the original Lady and the Tramp is fantastic. And I feel like the last couple of live action movies, you know, haven't been great. I feel like they're definitely going, they're trying to hit an audience, the older audience, such as myself, where they want you to feel nostalgic for the content that they're making, but also they're trying to freshen things up and add new things in or take old things out so that it'll be more appealing to the, you know, current, target audience, the young kids. And I just don't think they're nailing it. I think they should just leave them the way they are. If they're going to do it live action, you know, so in some of these live action shows, they have cut songs that are in the original and added songs that weren't. And for me, you know, I'm looking forward to some of those songs. So when there's, you know, some songs that are in this one, you know, normally we in the original we have those twin Siamese cats, and in this one you get something else. Wasn't a too big of a fan of that. And then even, you know, even my kids seem to like the original better. And that's been you know, the case with the last couple of live action we have, Lady and the Tramp here, Dumbo, Lion King. Those are all versions where my kids, you know, they like them. My kids, so they're doing their job, whereas my kids like them, they're really entertained by it. But my kids still seem to like the animated versions better. And for me, you know, since those were came out with the kids, that's what I compare it to. And that's what that's, you know, I'm just love the original animated version so much that, you know, I'm docking big points against these live versions. But let me know if you know if what you thought of it, if you've watched it yet. We also, my wife watched, you know, I came home one day after working. She was watching The World According to Jeff Goldblum. And so I sat down and watched one of the episodes. And yeah, you know what? It's exactly what I would expect from Jeff Goldblum. It's, you know, it's very entertaining while you're learning at the same time. Pretty fun stuff. I enjoyed it. I'm still loving The Simpsons as well. Still watching a bunch of Simpsons. Watched the Simpsons movie over again. Simpsons movie. It was just a long episode that you paid for to watch in the theater. And, you know, they even called that out. I forgot they called that out at the beginning of the movie where they tell you, oh, guess what? You could have had this for free on TV, but you guys paid for it to watch it in the theater. And, you know, they're making a joke. But, you know, I remember thinking that at this at the time. Let's see here. What else are we watching? So, Gravity Falls, that is a fantastic show. That's one of, you know, I think one of the best animated series of, you know, the last few years. So I love watching that one, and I love that my kids love watching because whenever they put that on, you know, I know I can, I'm going to be entertained myself even when I sit down and watch those. Amphibia. So this was one that I did not know. So my son has been, my oldest son has been watching this one as well. So I'm making it sound like he's been watching a whole lot of TV because this only came out, you know, a week ago. Well, my oldest son, he did get sick last Wednesday, and they sent him home from school, and then he's been running a fever all week long, so he's been staying at home. So we've been allowing him to watch a little bit of extra TV. That's why he's been watching so much. Amphibia, so I had never heard of this, but I'll give the description here just in case you guys haven't heard of it. It's Amphibia Chronicles, the comedic adventures of 13-year-old Anne Bunchy, who is magically transported to the world of Amphibia, a wild marshland full of talking frog people. And as you can imagine, just with that description, you're going to this magical marshland full of talking frog people. The laughs that my 8-year-old son is having, they are some of the biggest laughs I've heard him have all week, which again for me, because he has been at home sick, is really nice because he's been pretty miserable. So I'm glad that he's been watching that and making him feel better. Now, here's one last thing that we watched and really enjoyed. So we've been really watching all the shorts. And man, I'll tell you what, I have always loved the shorts that we get from Pixar and Disney itself. Like, they're all so good. So they have this Spark Shorts collection, and it is absolutely amazing. And I'm going to talk about the one that I love the most this week. Again, this is another example. So the writer and creator of this one is a Filipino-American, just like myself. So for me, just, again, you get to see characters that look like you and your family on screen, or half of my family. I'm half Filipino. But getting to see characters that you don't normally see was really amazing. And the story of this was so amazing. Again, small spoilers, but we'll just read the description here. In Flow, a father discovers that his son is different from other kids in the most unusual way. To keep them both safe from judgment, Dad covers him and keeps him out of sight. But when his son's ability becomes public, Dad must decide whether to run and hide or to accept his son as he is. And wow, even though this is a 7-minute short, it hits you in the feels so bad. My wife was, you know, crying big old crocodile tears. I was choked up. It's just so beautiful. It's amazing. That's one you have to go out and watch. It's in the Spark Shorts selection, and this one is called Float. So good. I'm getting a little bit emotional just thinking about it. Again, just being a parent myself of three young boys, you know, sometimes, yeah, I mean, it doesn't even have to be the same thing. In the short here, you know, the kid floats. So nothing really that happens in real life. But, you know, you can watch the extras for this as well, the making of, and that is fantastic as well. And you might not be dealing with the situation that this man is dealing with, but as a parent, you can always understand when any time your kid is struggling with something, you know, to learn something, or, you know, is maybe getting bullied or whatever, you know, kind of hard times that you have to deal with that you sometimes maybe, you know, feel bad about or ashamed for yourself, that you kind of, you know, have to figure out how to get past that. And I just feel like this short little 7-minute film did a fantastic job of that. All right, guys, that's, you know, we went over the favorite watch of the week, what else we were watching this week, what else we loved. Again, I really want to hear what you loved that you were watching this week. You know, you can write in at disneyontheplussite@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You know, this is officially up on Apple Podcasts now. It's not up everywhere. Hopefully it will be soon, but I would love if you go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review, because it really helps the show out. It's going to help the show grow so that we can grow a community of people who are, you know, Disney fans and, you know, have Disney Plus, and we can all tell each other what we're loving, watching, and what to go out and watch, so we can really take full advantage of this awesome new streaming service that we have. You know, and then, you know, if you do that, I'm going to give you a shout out on the show. Periodically, I'll read out these 5-star ratings and reviews. And then, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you subscribe. That way, those episodes will automatically show up in your podcast feed and get downloaded, so you don't miss anything. And you know what? Until next time, we'll see you on the plus side. Welcome back to On the Plus Side, a Disney Plus podcast. I'm your host, Mikey, and I am really excited to talk about what I've been watching this week on Disney Plus, me and my family. First up, what we're going to do is, I decided the way I want to do this every week is do a favorite watch. That will be kind of our main topic. We'll start out with the favorite watch of the week, and then after that, we'll take a little break and then come back and go over everything else that we've been watching as well. So let's just get right into it. Let's do our favorite watch of this week. And for me, Mandalorian. Wow. So amazing. My family loves it as well, especially my oldest son. He really appreciates this because he's old enough to appreciate Star Wars now. And it's just, it's amazing. So I'm not going to go into any too big of spoilers, but if in case you're, you know, spoiler sensitive and you haven't got a chance to watch both episodes, two episodes of The Mandalorian, then you might want to skip, a little bit of this, but, or just come back later, you know, after you watch those episodes. So, I'm really loving it. I already mentioned it in the other episode, but here's what I'm loving. I love The Mandalorian, the main character himself. I don't believe we've ever heard his name. Everybody just calls him The Mandalorian right now. And, I love the way it looks, and I love, again, small spoiler, the introduction of Baby Yoda. That is so awesome, so exciting to see, and we get to see him use some Force powers here, and, again, it's not really Baby Yoda, because I believe this series is supposed to be taking place, it's in between the original series and the series that we currently have. So between episode 6 and 7, I believe that's what I read when this story is supposed to be taking place. So this is, another alien being, just the same as Yoda. So it's really cool to see a baby version of this, because we know Yoda's was 900 years old, right? So this baby's been around, I believe they said it was he's a 50-year-old baby, right? So he's still a baby, but, it's cool to see that alien being as a baby, and you're going to get to watch it grow and maybe become more powerful with the Force, which, from what we got in this episode, we already see this, this little guy, he's already got it down. He knows how to use the Force. I'm really excited to watch more of this show. I think they are nailing it again. On my own personal Twitter at Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY, I put out a list of my favorite movie franchises of all time, and Star Wars is at the top. So I love that they are nailing this. It really feels like Star Wars to me. The look of it, the feel of it. Just, I can't wait, and it was extra great because this last week we got two episodes in 1 week, so they're going to be releasing one episode at a time on Fridays, but because the Disney Plus released on a Tuesday, they had that initial episode that they wanted everybody to watch, and then they kept it on the schedule that they're going to regularly keep, which was releasing another episode on Friday, so we have two episodes already, and absolutely fantastic. I'm really excited about that. That's my favorite watch of the week. You guys can always write into the email Disney on the Plus side and let me know what your favorite watch of the week was. But let's go ahead and take a break right here, and we'll come back and we will go over everything else that we're watching this week, and what we liked, and maybe there's just some things we didn't like as much, but I mean, it's Disney, so we like everything, but there's things that we like more than others, so we'll talk about that